This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 143 for Monday, September 20th. Oh, no, it's not September. November 23rd,
yeah.
2020.
This week on the Two Bobs, we have a very special episode for you. We're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. We're also going to talk about bacon and face masks.
And this week's crazy news, we're going to talk about a squirrel attack. Love that chicken from Popeyes. Try before you buy. Getaway vehicle. And a Sasquatch sighting. See, what messed me up on that date there is, you'll see on my sheet, because I printed and we meant to record last week, but we couldn't, so I had November 16th there, and I had to change it in my head, and I didn't know what to do, so I panicked.
You did. We've been through this. You're going to keep printing the notes. I'm going to keep just putting it on the computer screen because it's already there to begin with. And
I like to write on it.
I know you do, and you make your little doodles and your notes, yeah. And when I fuck something up, you'll make a little note. Usually, you don't edit it out anyways. You like to keep all that shit in there. But, you know, I understand.
It's for the
best. I feel like it's
for the show.
Very, very bright. My face looks very white right now.
It's about as white as it gets, Rob. That's even worse.
I know. Hold on. Let's see here. Let's try. Oh, that's too better. I got to find a happy medium here.
Yeah. Well, nobody can see you. But you can though, which would be distracting. I want to look good
for you.
You're like a 2-inch square. You're like smaller than a business card on my screen because I got to have all my space for, you know, shitty news articles.
I have like a third of my screen devoted to looking at your mug.
Oh, that's too bad. And the notes?
I should print my notes so that way. Well, yeah. I have three windows. I have my browser, which takes up about half the screen. And then I have my notes, which kind of hides partially behind the browser and partially behind the Skype window. So that way when I need to look at the notes, I just pop it forward and then I put it behind the browser again. Like it works for me. You know, leave me alone.
I'll try that. I'll rearrange it. But I like my browser.
Listen, whatever works for you. I'm just saying, you know, I like to pretend I'm having a conversation with another person though.
None of this is working for me, Rob.
Welcome to the last episode of the Two Bobs. Sorry we missed last week, by the way. We wanted to make sure that by the time we had our next episode that both of us had our iPhones. Yeah. And I got mine on release date.
I don't even want to talk about mine. It made me so mad.
You have it
and
now,
I was
though.
Okay. See, I have a bit of what some might call obsessive compulsive disorder. And I have a little bit of anxiety mixed in there so that I knew that the phone showed up Friday. And I'm working in the basement. The lady, because I have cameras all over my house, knocks on the door. So my phone doesn't say that somebody's using the Ring doorbell because people think that just by knocking on the door, you won't be on the camera, but you are. So let that be a lesson to you. So she does that. And it's like 10 minutes before I'm done with a meeting because I kept yammering as always. So I miss it. And I think, okay, well, fine. She left it out there. So I check the tracking and it says, person was not available to sign for it. And nothing on the UPS website told me it was time to sign for it. Anyway, you know the whole ordeal, but I didn't end up with it until Monday. And I still had to drive back out there. The website told me two different things. It was going to deliver. It was going to not. I just knew over the weekend, I would sit there and think about it, waiting and waiting and waiting, knowing full well, as has happened in prior years, that you already had yours. And then I didn't have mine, so I had to feel inferior for an entire weekend. So I basically just didn't talk to you.
No, you avoided me entirely. Well, and a lesson as well. And I knew this going in, but for iPhones at least, I don't know what it is with other Apple products. For iPhones, Apple always requires a signature.
FedEx dropped it on the porch. We got a 12 for my daughter. I got the 12 Pro Max or whatever it is, 12 Pro she got, and they.
That's weird.
I'm going to double check the tape, but they didn't hand it to anybody. They left it. I'm 99% sure. I'll double check, and if I'm wrong, then who cares? I'm still right at the end of the day, but I don't remember anybody taking a live delivery of the phone.
Nonetheless, so. I mean, you don't have to do it. I'm just saying, in my experience, that's kind of always been a thing. Is that Apple, like last year, I remember when the 11 Pro Max came out.
Yeah.
And I had that delivered. I made sure, because I meant to have it delivered to my office.
Yeah.
I fucked that up and it was delivered to my house. So I told Kelly, I'm like, listen, you have to just stay there. And when they come to the door, you have to answer it and sign. Otherwise, they won't leave it because they require a signature. But nonetheless, it.
My daughter's son came UPS. Came UPS already as well. It says delivered front door on the 29th of October, where mine was whatever day, the 16th, and they made me sign for it.
You know what I did with my leather case? I might have taken some sandpaper to it.
I thought you got silicone.
No, I got the leather one, and it's hard to see in here. It did help to start the aging process a little bit sooner. Like, I'm starting to see it start to get some patina on the edges and stuff. But I took some sandpaper, and I took a little bit of shoe polish, and it looked real. Like, I immediately regret, like, instant regret as soon as I started. But I'm like, well, fuck, there's
no point in no return
now, right? I already started doing it. So hopefully, I'm hoping over the next, from what I read online, like, it takes kind of a good week for it to really start to change once you do that.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping over the next week, been using it, and you know, it starts to look just like it would if, you know, several months in to the process here. Otherwise, I may have just, you know, sanded my phone case.
I'd like to see what it looks like, because I think any of them except for the brown, that's like the natural leather, that the ones with the color, I don't think that they look as good once they're all worn down like that. But maybe this one will be different.
Yeah, we'll see.
Since you sandpapered it, basically.
Yeah, I sandpapered it.
It treated it like wood.
And that night, it looked like shit. And I'm like, well, it just looks like I just destroyed my phone case. But now it's starting to smooth out a little bit.
It'll wear out.
Starting to smooth, and you know, and we'll see.
That's a nice
blue,
though.
Very oily hands, luckily. Huh?
That's a nice blue, though. I don't like the blue of the phone. That's kind of lame, but the case is nice.
Yeah, for yourself. I like the blue phone. I think it's pretty cool. Anyway.
You got the blue background, too.
Let's talk about beer.
Hey, either that, or
I talk more about how I got my phone before you did.
I almost pushed the wrong button.
By the way, I don't have to. I'm off next week. I'm very excited not to work for a whole week.
Yeah, it's a short week, so it's a good week to be off.
Yeah, well, I should say, and then at the very bottom, asterisk, I actually have to go in Monday or Wednesday morning for a couple hours. But
I know that's different.
Yeah, I'm more or
I
less
the
off.
Rest of the week.
Yeah, it's fine.
Doesn't matter. You know.
Anyway,
what are you drinking?
This week, so I'm super excited about this one. I've had several, not tonight, but I had multiple of these beers. It is a take on one of my favorite beers, and it's from our dear friends of the show, founders. It's a take on their KBS, which again is just one of my overall my favorite beers. It's my second favorite beer from Founders, right behind CBS, and it's a close second. And this is the KBS Maple Mackinac Fudge. That's right. Uh-huh. It's an Imperial Stout with Mackinac Fudge coffee, maple syrup, and chocolate Asian oak bourbon barrels. And yeah, so this is new this year. And essentially what they've done, they've started doing like what New Holland's doing with the Dragon's Milk Reserve, just kind of having different takes on it. KBS used to be seasonal. They're brewing it all year round now. And so now what they're starting to do is just to kind of break it up a little bit, is they've started to introduce some different flavors. And this is the first one that I've had. I have another one too, which I'll have next week or a week after, whenever the hell we do another episode. it's 11% alcohol by volume, 40 IBUs. It's available. October through December. And it says, Michigan didn't invent old-fashioned fudge, but it was perfected here. We pay tribute to this time-honored tradition with KBS Maple Mackinac Fudge. By amplifying the rich chocolate notes of KBS using Mackinac Fudge coffee, then adding maple syrup and aging it in oak bourbon barrels, we've created a bold new take on our barrel-aged classic, one that could only have originated in Michigan. And like I said, I've drank it several times, so I'm going to drink some more. Tell you what I think. First off, definitely chocolate aromas. which is always a good sign.
It should. See, I thought you had that on the show before, but you didn't.
I have not.
You had some other Mackinac fudge, but it wasn't that.
Mackinac.
Nah, same thing.
No, it's not. You're saying it wrong. I forgive you though because you're not from Michigan, so you wouldn't know.
Right.
Only in Michigan would an AC at the end of a word make a W. But anyway, it's phenomenal. It really is. I mean the KBS, one of my favorite beers. This is a really nice take on it that adds some you definitely get the notes of the chocolate. You get the notes of the maple in there. Nice and sweet. It's a good desserty type of beer. I rated a 5 on Untappd because shit, it's a really good fucking beer. And you get the oakiness from the bourbon barrels like you would with the KBS. So there's definitely it adds flavor to the KBS, but still kind of it tastes like a KBS with some additional flavor. So it doesn't they don't overtake it and try to reinvent the wheel here. They just simply added some additional flavor, really balanced with the beer that's already really good. So if you can get this, I don't know how widely they're distributing these kind of limited releases outside of Michigan, but what a delicious beer.
I'm going to check.
You can.
Check on the Untappd because I got to check it anyway because the beer that I had last episode is really fucking good. Now I need to have some more. So KBS, Mackinac, find it. Well, it says that it does have it near me. So, November 6th. So, I might still be able to get it. I mean, we're only 2 weeks after. So, maybe I'll do that tomorrow. I'll swing in there and see. Because we do love the Founders. And if we can get a Founders around here that's a special release like that, then I'll grab some. And maybe they'll have the coffee one that I want again or the Imperial Black Pumpkin.
Yeah. I mean, again, really good. There's one other one. It's the KBS Espresso, which is also available right now. And I'm gonna be whenever we record another episode, I'll likely be having that one. I also have some other ones that my buddy Dave. Actually, he's the one that originally got me the KBS Maple Back It Off Fudge before I was able to find some locally by work. And he got
Mr. Pizza Bootleg.
He this was not at Mr. Pizza Bootleg. It was at Bush's right behind my office. But there's some other beers that he got me too that I have in the fridge, and I'm excited about those ones in the near future as well.
That sounds good, and I'm going to try to get some hopefully tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, and speaking of next week is Thanksgiving, so we'll have to see. We'll see what's going on. Not like anybody's going anywhere, but maybe we can get an episode in there. Anyhow. What I've got, Stone Brewing Company is a beer company that I've had some before. I don't know if I've had it on the show, and I always tend to like what they've got. This one here is a collaboration with Modern Times, which is probably a coffee location, and Stone Brewing, and it's their Modern Times Stone Wizards and Gargoyles Hazy Coffee IPA. So it's got a lot going on with it, but it's an IPA that's brewed with coffee. So anytime these collaborations come around, there's usually the coffee brewer and the beer brewery. So yeah, Stone Brewing and then Modern Times. So they must have offered up their coffee to it. But it's the Wizards and Gargoyles Hazy Coffee IPA. And I happened to pick it up at Costco, which I was surprised that they had any of that, but I'm pretty excited to try it. The website tells us it's not just the same hometown that unites Stone Brewing and Modern Times. It's an unceasing drive to create, innovate, and challenge convention. Not to mention the shared obsession with these little green miracles we call hops. Modern Times and Stone Wizards IPA, or Wizards and Gargoyles IPA, is an achievement of collaborative awesomeness between two San Diego craft beer trailblazers. Oh, so it's a craft beer. It's not a coffee place. Centennial, Cashmere, Citra, and Azaka hops are joined by two in development hops. Really can't read today. Yielding juicy notes of tropical citrus. Of course, I'll edit all that out so it sounds perfect. That play beautifully within the robust flavors and aromas of the coffee. I'm not you, by the way. Supplied by, of course, Modern Times Caffeination Masters. The result is a beer as wonderfully unique as its creators. It was released August 10th, 2020.
Nice.
Enjoy when fresh.
So what's funny is it says availability California only on the website.
For the delivery.
Oh. Available
for delivery online. But what's weird, I mean, it came all the way, although, again, I've had Stone from, I drink their IPA, so it, but yeah, it's a coffee up front throughout, orange, tropical, stone fruit, nutty, creamy, and a nice dry finish. So we'll see. I love IPAs, of course, and I love me some coffee. So I'm curious to see if the coffee is going to be there, because a lot of times you get that chocolate or vanilla and it's, you can't taste it. So let me see.
Creamy nuts.
Yeah, they're the best kind.
I like my nuts extra creamy, actually.
It smells a little bit of fruit. I don't get any coffee in there, so let's see the taste. It's a fruity IPA. I don't really get any of the coffee. Maybe some of it will come up. It says it's up front and throughout, so I don't get it. I mean, I love the beer. I rated it, I think, a 4.25, but I'm sad that the coffee isn't there. The orange, tropical fruit, those things are all there. It does have a bit of a creaminess to it, and it's definitely hazy. I mean, it's like cloud inside of it, but I don't get the coffee that I was hoping for. Again, I still rated it a 4.25. I love the fruit taste. They're not overpowering. They're not overly bitter or any of that, but again, I like it a lot. I think it said 7% alcohol by volume.
Too bad though. I mean, yeah. if you're gonna put coffee in the name of the beer, I feel like
you should
own up to it, right?
I expected it. I get the orange and the tropical right away. It's pretty strong. It's got a little bit of the sweetness to it, but I don't get the coffee, unfortunately. But I still rated it high because I like the flavor. Just wishing there was a bit more of the coffee in here. I think that'd be a nice mixture. I'm gonna keep looking for it though.
Yeah.
Well, maybe a little bit there.
Add your own coffee to it.
I should. Anyhow, this article here is from Thrillist, and way back when the show first started, we used to do a lot from Thrillist because they always had interesting stuff that we would find, and then this came across the wire, and I thought it was kind of cool because, you know, everybody's out there and you hear it on the news and COVID's going crazy and people are pissed about wearing masks, and those that do wear them reluctantly. I mean, nobody, you know, your face ID doesn't work, and if you wear glasses, they get foggy if you don't tighten it up. And Hormel decided that the best thing that they could do in order to get people, maybe to promote the people to wear masks, was to make some bacon scented face masks. So Hormel's decided to release these and says they're giving them out. And since we don't pre-read any of this, I think we'll find out how to get them if we actually can.
Yeah. And you're not going to believe this, Robert.
But you can't get it?
No, I actually, yes.
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
Two things. No,
you got your phone before me and you have a bacon mask? No, you can't get
it anymore. But I did actually pre-read this one because I was thinking, I was like, you know, usually I don't pre-read this and then we're talking and I have no idea what the fuck we're actually talking about. I'm like,
that's fine.
Looking at pictures and trying to skim the article as I'm talking, which just never works out very well. But anyway, so I did pre-read this one.
143 episodes. Why change?
And it reminds me, I know, right? Yeah. It reminds me of, so we keep our masks in a particular cupboard in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it shares the cabinet with where Kelly keeps all of our candles. And so, and she always has like desserty.
This smells like my vagina.
We don't have any vagina candles, but we do have a lot of candles that smell like desserty and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And so what's funny is like, what I do is I grab a face mask and I like stuff into my coat pocket on my way out the door. And then when I get to work, before I get into the office, so when I'm on my, you know, way in from the car, I put the face mask on. And I can always smell the candles. So it's kind of nice, actually. It's a nice, you know, kind of nice, fresh, reminds me of home scent. And so this kind of reminds me of that, only even better because it is bacon. And now, so here's the bad news.
No, you already told me.
The bad news.
So you spoiled it.
Well, no. So, well, and this is very cool. I mean, I love it. I mean, and by the way, the face mask actually has like strips of bacon on it. So it's decorated in bacon, but also it smells like bacon. But here, again, here's the bad news. The bad news is you have to go to a website to enter to win one.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
The other bad news is you had until October 28th.
Oh, see?
So not only can we not get one,
it's
not
expired.
Not only would you have to win it, but you can't even do that anymore. But you know
what you could do is this yourself. Weekend, since you're going to be off, is have Kelly fry up some bacon. You put that in the cupboard with your masks. Just let it sit there for a little while, and then you go and you take them out.
Or even better, just make the face mask out of bacon. Like, I can see like doing like a cross weave, like a basket weave of bacon, and putting some straps on it.
Yep. Oh no! Perfect. Now I'm gonna go back to this mask thing, because you use the reusable ones and then you just toss them in there when you're done.
Yeah.
Do you wash them?
Yeah, we have cloth ones, and I wear it once. So my employer has provided, actually the ones that my employer provided are really nice. They're like, they're comfortable. They have like,
money.
They have like the, they're not made of money. I mean, they cost money originally though, but they don't like, they're not uncomfortable around the ears and stuff like that. They're somewhat breathable and they don't like slide down and stuff. So, so they provide really good ones. I have like a trillion of them now, because like I'd forget masks. I'd forget one. I'm like, shit. And I'd have one of my colleagues, I'm like, go grab me another package of masks. And they come in like three packs. So I have like a bunch of three packs, but anyway, so, they provide, you know, they're nice masks, and they're like the cloth one. So I wear it once, bring it home, throw it in the hamper. We wash it with the laundry and, put it back up in the cupboard so it smells like candles.
Huh. Yeah, I bought a box of like 50 of them of the ones from Amazon. I just keep them in the car. Then I reuse it if I just go in and out of the store a couple times. But
I'll reuse them too. Again, if I wear it for a whole day at work, I won't reuse it. If I have one and I just grab it and just like run into CVS or Home Depot or something like that real quick.
Buying
rubbers. Which is really weird, because I don't know what I would need one of those for.
Keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah, without giving the listeners of the show too much information, although I think we've discussed this on the show before, I'm no longer capable of making children.
Bearing the children. Now, no. Now.
I mean, Kelly, could, but, anyway, I'm shooting blanks.
That'd be a sight.
I'm shooting blanks, my friend.
He'd be like, oh, wow, this wait a minute.
Great. This is great. Oops. I just love airing out all of my personal stuff.
Your personal stuff.
This is, yeah.
So, are we going to read the story? I guess you pre-read it and you told us everything that happened.
I mean,
and if you can't get it, it probably doesn't matter.
There's really nothing that, additionally, I mean, it's just, there's a bunch of words that basically
the meat company
equal out to what I've already said. So I don't think we really need to
make. All right. Well, that's good. Well, I'll try that. I'll make my own.
It was good. It was good face mask discussion, though. This is great.
I'll make my own. Yeah. All right. Well then I'll take the next one here.
Yeah.
It's going to take us to Florida to our friends at CBS Miami.
Are you going
to
get, well, are we going to do the drop or what?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Oh, geez.
I'm new.
You idiot.
I've never done this, but see, you got me off, you know, again, I told you I have mental issues, Rob. You got me off track by not reading the story. Like, we kind of glossed over the story, so I didn't know what to do. I got the wrong date on my paper. You didn't read the story. You just kind of paraphrased it like Cliff Notes.
You're very trying to put your own shortcomings out on me. Like, you're deflecting here.
I know. So hey, now can I read it? Is it time?
I mean, you played the drop. That is traditionally when we would start the first news story.
I forget. Well, you're more than welcome to read this, Rob, if you like to. You read it, and I'll look up the story that
sure
you may or may not reference.
Yeah, no problem. So this is taking us to real shocker, Sarasota, Florida, where a man was attacked by a neighborhood squirrel who was and has had residents on high alert. I mean, people are all in a tizzy about this neighborhood squirrel, Robert, in Sarasota. Yeah. Residents in eastern Sarasota specifically are on guard this week. An aggressive squirrel has continuously, that's what I was going for, terrorized the neighborhood, causing residents to act in an extreme abundance of caution. Welcome to 2020, folks.
That's right.
Where an entire neighborhood in eastern Sarasota is losing their fucking minds because a squirrel is running around attacking them. An aggressive squirrel. Oh, I already read that, that paragraph. The offending rodent has gone after four people, using its claws and teeth to injure his victims. This is a fucked up squirrel. Security cameras caught Saturday's sneak attack on a man who recognized the squirrel. Oh, you're that squirrel that's attacking everybody. the squirrel actually growled at him.
I imagine, like, in the thing, it's latched on and he's, you know, waving his hand. And
it reminds, it's gotta hold his finger. It's just like from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, right? Yep. It hides in a tree and just jumps out and attacks people's faces. A neighbor in the area nursed a squirrel to health as a baby.
Oh,
he's named Aid Up after a race car and truck. Yeah, that's a very Florida name. Residents are on high alert as Aid Up is likely plotting his next attack. What's funny to me is, I mean, this is on CBS Miami. Like, it's a real news source. And yeah. This...
Oh, good.
They literally say that the Aid Up is likely plotting his next attack.
Aid Up the squirrel. That's the...
How do I... is there a video? Is there video of...
Yeah, it's on there.
Hold on. Let me refresh.
You're in reader mode again, aren't you?
No, I'm not. But it went to another news story.
Oh.
Because you know how they just keep auto-playing shit? It moved on. All right, let me see. Oh, I see it. Oh, boy.
Yeah, he jumped up on his arm.
and they scurried away.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's a fucking squirrel. Everybody's losing their fucking minds over the squirrel.
Well, he's probably related, and this takes us back to episode 104, Mermaid Enthusiast. And of course, the page is not found, but there was your title there was, what's the best way to keep your pet squirrel aggressive is feed it meth. And it was about a couple that had a squirrel that they caught, and they decided to meth it up. So that's back to July 1st, 2019. We covered that one. You can listen to that episode if you like to learn about it.
Was that on World News Daily Report, though?
No, it was like ABC12.com. ABC12.com. Doesn't have anymore.
Hey, listen, I have a serious question for you.
Yeah.
You always know it's going to be a serious question when I preface it with
when you
that
tell
too,
me it's
right?
going to be serious. It's like when Trump says, believe me.
It was rigged. Would you rather get attacked by a squirrel or get COVID-19?
Ooh, probably the squirrel.
You'd rather get attacked by a squirrel?
I think so.
But then again, the squirrel might be rabid, though. And I've heard if you get rabies as a person, I'm just thinking of Meredith from Dunder Mifflin. Like, yeah. She was not. I mean, I don't know. That's really tough.
How about you?
Probably the squirrel as well. Like, at least I have a fighting chance. Like, you don't see COVID-19 coming. It's just like, boom, you got COVID. And it's in you already. And there's nothing you can do but fucking grunt through that shit. But a squirrel, I mean, hopefully you see the squirrel coming and you can try to defend yourself.
Yeah. Punt it.
Yeah. Aid Up comes after me. At least I feel like I might have a fighting chance. If I get COVID, I feel like I'll probably die.
Well, I mean, I think you just assume that and then hope for the best.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to assume that I'll just die.
Right.
But I probably won't, and I'll probably just, like, get sick and, like, you know, have to stay home. But I feel like if I say, like, I'm going to definitely die if I get COVID, then I'll be pleasantly surprised when I don't.
Yeah, that's when you start telling everybody what your one password is.
Nobody gets that.
Well, if you're not going to be here,
that's more secretive than Trump's tax returns.
That's true.
No, I have... So I might, honestly, I do have one, and I have the password in there somewhere. And Kelly and I, we have like a shared note with all the important passwords. Like, yeah. She couldn't care less to get into, like, my Twitter account.
Yeah.
But I was saying.
Ah, that's fine.
And she has access to my email and stuff anyway. Worst case. Yeah. I'm sure she could figure it out if she wanted to, but she doesn't want to. So we're good.
Yeah.
Where are we going next? This is very exciting.
Oh, this is yours.
I just did the squirrel.
You did?
Okay. Where were you?
I don't know. I was writing notes. I was doodling, like you said.
We just talked about the fucking squirrel for 10 minutes. Did you read the story? No, I read it. You did.
All right. Well, I'll do the next one. I'll take the next one. Right, and here. I'm excited because it has an ad for Popeyes on it. And I really want some Popeyes, but it's not plant-based.
Well, this is not the same one she goes to.
But a naked woman, this comes from our friends at the Smoking Gun, so you know it's right. But a naked woman is busted again for lewd activity.
Again.
Yep. I had to look her up. The accused was caught pleasuring herself outside of Popeyes.
She was touching her vagina.
Yep. The second time in recent weeks, a Florida woman, so I guess we're staying in Florida, has been arrested for pleasuring herself in public.
Oh.
This time outside of Popeyes at 10 a.m. I guess when you got the urge.
She eating a chicken sandwich while she was doing it.
I can't get those. Vanessa Lee Jones, 38. Oh, boy. Even better. Was collared Saturday morning after a witness reported spotting her masturbating near a dumpster, Rob. I thought only guys did that. Outside the chicken joint in St. Petersburg, Jones, seen it right, was fully nude at the time.
Does she not have a bedroom?
I don't know. It's the smell of the dumpster that gets her aroused, Rob.
Apparently. Okay. Yeah, I've never pleasured. You ever pleasured yourself near a dumpster?
I've done nothing near a dumpster, but almost throw up.
I mean, at a Popeyes all the time, just not near the dumpster.
That I could do. It's probably. Yeah.
I like the smell of the chicken, but it has to be fresh. That's what really gets me going. Yeah.
Spicy chicken.
Good. This is great.
I'm starting to drool. When police responded to the scene, the officers also witnessed the defendant masturbating in front of the dumpster completely naked. Jones, investigators added, was observed on security cameras masturbating while fully naked. So they felt it important to tell you three times in a row. What, Rob? What did they tell us three times in a row? Use your shillelagh to tell us.
She was naked.
She was naked. So I'll repeat that she was collared Saturday afternoon after a witness reported her naked near the dumpster.
She was diddling herself.
Right. When police responded to the scene, they found her by the dumpster naked. And that she was observed on security cameras masturbating while fully naked, in case you were wondering. But not with a shillelagh.
Well,
picture that, right?
I do have a shillelagh here, Robert. So if you need any goats or sheep or any other type of animals
that
need to be herded.
If a squirrel was attacking you, would the shillelagh protect you?
I could fucking bat eight up across the street with the shillelagh. I'm just going to say, whenever I leave the house and go outside, I'm going to bring the shillelagh with me in case Adup shows up. I can beat
kick
him
his
off
ass.
Of it. I shouldn't say it that way. I don't want to beat him off.
It could be different meaning depending on what your mind was.
I can fend myself off. That's what I meant to say. I don't want to beat off the squirrel.
Right. But Vanessa Lee Jones
for the record,
the dumpster completely naked. Just in case anybody's listening.
I don't get aroused by a squirrel.
So picture that, right? Jones was arrested for exposure of sexual organs, a misdemeanor. She's being held in the county jail in lieu of $150 bond, which of course she could not post.
It's like a very different looking face expression on her
really
face.
Nice. Like, she's very mournful, Rob. Actually, looking at the side of the right, looks like she cut her own hair.
That's what happens.
Yeah. The arrest affidavit, St. Petersburg police noted that Jones showed no indications of drug or alcohol influence and no indication of mental health issues.
What's the story going to be done?
She just wanted to do stuff, Rob. She was tense.
I can't see her boobs or her vagina in this picture, though. Well,
she's clothed now.
I mean, from the chesticles up, though.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I wouldn't. I probably.
I'd arrest her.
I'd pass.
And it, oh, okay.
You can
more
have her.
For me then.
She's all yours, Robert. You can have her. That we figured out.
I know. Well, you know, yeah, she's a good catch. In the arrest affidavit, the police note. I read that part. Jones was arrested on September 30th after allegedly exposing herself and masturbating in front of 7-Eleven.
We played the drop, yeah.
St. Petersburg. They got good nachos there. Jones was charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition since she allegedly continuously rubbed herself in view of that's bad. In view of a minor.
Clitoris.
Yeah.
Have we ever said clitoris on the relative. Show before, or is this the first time?
Well, it might be. It
might be.
Jones remained behind bars until October 28th when she was freed prosecutors declined to pursue the felony case. She'll probably do it again. Then we can see it again.
I don't know.
The 7-Eleven is a couple blocks from the Popeyes where Jones was arrested Saturday morning. According to the court records, her rap sheet includes convictions for theft, possession of drug equipment, trespassing, and possession of synthetic marijuana.
What's synthetic marijuana?
I don't know. I'm clicking on this ad that says Slurpee battery.
I don't know. You do that, and I'll work on the next story.
My butt just farted. I'm going to save a couple of these. It seemed like they could be gold. My
butt just farted. I mean, what else farts? By the way,
yeah,
I have to forewarn you that this story contains graphic content. It's right at the top.
Well, I saw that, and that's when I was glad I took the last story, although the last story had graphic content, too. I usually try to save those for you, and you can see I tried multiple times to fuck this up and end up with it myself.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And by the way, I'm having a tiramisu style from Allison Brewing. I've had that at some point on the show,
yeah.
And I have like a four-pack or some shit in the fridge, so I'm just going to drink another one of them.
I always figured you had a six-pack.
I do. It's just padded. It's under insulation. All right. So it's going to take us to Oklahoma City.
Oh.
You know where Oklahoma City is, Robert?
Yeah, Tulsa.
Kansas.
Oh.
Missouri.
Same thing.
Alaska. It's in Guam. Where a man is on trial after allegedly trying out a product at an adult novelty store. You know, they have the products there for purchase. You're not supposed to try them until you leave the store, though.
Right.
Even though there's...
Well, how do you know it's going to be fun?
There's lots of inappropriate things in an adult novelty store. But that being said, you still can't, there might be a lot of penises and vaginas and boobs around the store. Just can't, you can't make any of them your own.
Oh. Well, how do you know it's going to fit?
I get measure. I use my measure app on my phone.
Measure twice, insert once.
What's happening here?
It's party time.
Harrison's making noises.
Oh, of course.
An Oklahoma City man allegedly went into an adult novelty store, exposed himself, and tried out a product that was on display.
He took it out to the
Gilbert
dumpster.
Alex Cordero, 23, is being tried in district court on a charge of outraging public decency.
I'm wasted.
According to court records, Stacy Bowie, an Oklahoma City Police Department detective, investigated an indecent exposure report in January. Bowie spoke to the manager with the manager of Carly's, an adult novelty store located at 6000 South I-35 Road.
Wonder if they have a website.
I'm looking right now. Carly's in Oklahoma.
That's right.
City.
And do they ship?
Oklahoma City, South Dakota.
Wow. That's weird.
Calories. Oh, wait. I accidentally put it.
Yeah, don't click images.
I have to click images now. I have to.
See, I just Carly's. That's a gas station.
I just clicked on images. It's just a bunch of people.
Oh,
it's fine. Let's see here. All Harley's people food service products. Why should it be? Carlisle Food Service Products, is that it?
You and I should get along so awfully.
Let's see here. Oklahoma City. This is the last article.
I don't think they really exist.
Well, this is from K4. You have to
suit Carly's Oklahoma City.
This is K4, Oklahoma's News 4. It's a real.
That's weird.
The detective obtained surveillance footage from the store. Footage, Cordero walked up to a shelf, licked his fingers on one hand, and he licked his finger and used that hand to expose himself. So he whipped out his penis, and then he licked the fingers of his other hand. To use a piece of merchandise designed for self-gratification, according to the affidavit. Cordero then placed the merchandise back on the shelf after he finished and got it from...
It's a tauntaun.
You fucked a tauntaun in Carly's in Oklahoma City. Can you imagine a tauntaun self-gratification tool?
Self-gravitation.
If you want to fuck a tauntaun, go to Carly's in Oklahoma City. They have a tauntaun you can self-gratify yourself with. A store employee told Bowen she was watching Cordero through store surveillance and sounded the store alarm when she saw Cordero use the product on himself. He's fucking a tauntaun. She said after she hit the alarm, he stopped what he was doing and walked away, according to the affidavit. The employee told Bowen that she recognized Cordero as someone who previously submitted a job application at the store. Of course, because these fucking crazy people, of course they want to work there. I feel like you get an employee discount. And they're probably...
Shut your trap.
Exactly. They're probably fucked up enough in their head where they think, like, hey, I could just... self-gratify myself in the store all day long because I work there.
It's probably true. You get paid to do that.
The affidavit states. That was the last. I forgot to put that part on there.
So I was looking at the Chick-fil-A article. You got the chicken tortilla soup and the peppermint chip milkshake back for a limited time, Rob.
Well, I
clicked an ad on the side.
Thank God. Thank goodness. This is great.
That's pretty good.
All right.
We're going to take one's going to be in Oregon because a lot of crazy shit happens out there with Clackamas County, Oregon.
Clackamas?
Alexa, where is Clackamas?
Doesn't matter.
Oregon, Portland metropolitan area in the Pacific Portland Standard area. Time region.
It's in the Portland area.
Alexa, how do you say Clackamas?
I
pronounce that Clackamas. But I'm always working on how I say things and I might not have it right.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Alexa, go fuck yourself.
A man robs a Happy Valley hardware store, flees in an SUV with a couch strapped to the roof. Clackamas County, Oregon. Law enforcement on Tuesday.
That was really, really incredible, I have to tell you.
I feel like I have to get. Is there a USB port on Pull My Finger POTUS where I can update him?
You hooked to Wi-Fi.
All of his. I wish it would just like every time he tweeted. If there was a Pull My Finger POTUS that every time Trump tweeted, it would automatically just read off the tweet.
It'd push updates out.
I'd pay $1,000 for it.
That'd be a good one. I like that his hair still moves. It looks like he had to push it back.
He's doing all right. I never touched his hair before. That's the first time.
It's probably a good thing. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Alexa, how do you say Clackamas?
She just told you.
I pronounce that Clackamas. I know, but I'm always working on how I say things, and I might not have it right.
You might not have it right.
We had to start over.
I've been holding on to this little plastic thing since we moved into the house, thinking at some point something will present itself, and I'll be like, "Oh, that's where that little plastic thing goes." But we've been here 7 months now.
I got a whole box full of shit like that.
And it hasn't presented itself yet, but I'm just going to keep it right here.
All right. Well, sweet.
I'm sorry.
Well, this next one's going to take us to Clackamas.
I can't believe we've been here 7 months already. Now. Almost. Just over 7 months.
Alexa, how do you say Clackamas?
I pronounce that Clackamas, but I'm always working on how I say things, and I might not have it right.
You might not have it right, Robert.
Law enforcement on Tuesday arrested a man for allegedly robbing an Ace Hardware store at gunpoint and then fleeing from police in an SUV with a couch strapped to its roof, according to the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office. And I know I said that correctly because Alexa just told me. The Clackamas County deputy contracted to the Happy Valley Police Department.
It's contracted.
Alexa, how do you say Clackamas?
I pronounce that Clackamas, but I'm always working on how to say things, and I might not have it right.
This is in Prague.
Responded after and somnambulism. The witness contacted the deputy with a description.
I'm not even looking at the right story.
Dark colored. Well, I might have. I clicked on a bunch of other tabs, so I might have closed.
13-year-old gentle giant known for battling on the gridiron, now battling for his life against COVID-19. You got this. Buddy. It's not the story that you're reading.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm reading the correct one from the notes, and I printed mine over a week ago.
That's great. I'm glad.
Law enforcement spotted the SUV within minutes and tried to stop it, but the driver refused to pull over. Instead, Joseph Tyler Johnson, 34, of Milwaukee, which is a little bit different than the one in Wisconsin. It's got an I. Led law enforcement on a chase west of Southeast Sunnyside Road and then north on Interstate 205. Law enforcement said, the affidavit states, during the pursuit, the sofa remained firmly affixed to the vehicle's roof, according to the sheriff's office, the affidavit states. Johnson ditched the SUV and fled on foot at Southeast 119th Avenue, because all this detail is important, and Southeast McGillivray Boulevard, according to deputies. He was arrested about a block away without further incident. Alexa, how do you say McGillivray?
I'm not sure.
Me either. A passenger in the Mazda was detained, and a gun believed to have been used in the robbery was located in the SUV near her, according to the deputies. Law enforcement checked the VIN on the Mazda and discovered it had been reported stolen out of Portland. Johnson was lodged at the Clark County Jail, where he's facing charges, including robbery in the first degree, unlawful use of weapon, attempt to elude, reckless driving, and being a jackass. That's it.
I have no idea what happened in this entire... Why am I...
They were in Clackamas, Rob. That's all I know.
I'm still looking at the prior story.
Oh no.
I'm still looking at the man on trial after allegedly trying out a product at an adult novelty store.
Yeah, Juan.
Cordero.
Right, he licked his fingers.
He licked his fingers and then he jerked himself with a self self-gratification.
So I'm looking at the picture from the next story.
Oh, she's pretty good. Our next story is going to bring us to Colorado.
That's our final story, Rob, too.
Our final story from our friends at worldnewsdailyreport.com. Where a woman was accused of her husband's murder. She claims a Sasquatch did it.
Oh, no.
A Colorado woman accused of killing her husband with an axe in April.
presented an unusual defense this morning during her trial, claiming the 57-year-old man was killed in a fight with a Sasquatch. 51-year-old Lauren McConnell from Denver is accused of slaughtering her spouse, Brian McConnell. According to the prosecution, she attacked him by surprise while he was mowing the lawn and hit him 47 times. With a splitting axe, a log splitting axe. Now, I think it's funny. World News Daily report, there was like, they stabbed him 487 times. Like, it's never.
It's always extreme.
During her testimony. Well, they do report on the most extreme of the stories that are all right. Real. During her testimony this morning, Ms. McConnell presented a very different version of the events, claiming her husband was attacked by a 10-foot tall hairy ape, probably a Sasquatch, one would assume, and she had unsuccessfully tried to defend him. It looked like a gigantic gorilla, but with long brown hair. It must have weighed a ton and had claws like razors.
Oh.
Assuming her own legal defense, she argued that investigators had own biases against the existence of the Sasquatch, misled them into accusing her. The investigator simply discarded the testimony of the sole witness of the events and never even investigated the lead because of their personal convictions that Sasquatch doesn't exist. It's too bad. They're probably the same people that threw the election. Confronted during her counter-interrogation after his arrest, making it impossible for them to conduct a test to determine his blood alcohol. That was a good one. With the fact that her husband's blood was found on a splitting axe in her garage, she claimed she used it to defend her husband. It was Sasquatch blood and evidence that her version was true. She then accused the police of falsifying the evidence to prove her guilt and deny any evidence of the existence of the Sasquatch. 51-year-old, it could have been a tauntaun. I mean, yeah, let's be honest, that's more believable than Sasquatch. The 51-year-old woman is accused of first-degree murder, faces a sentence of life in prison if found guilty. Both parties have presented their evidence, and in a quick ruling is to be expected, considering the unusual defense of the accused. It is only the seventh time in Colorado history. I don't know why I'm having trouble saying Colorado. History that a Sasquatch, after his arrest, making it impossible for them to conduct a test to determine his blood alcohol level. Fuck, I'm wasted. It is only the seventh time in Colorado history that a Sasquatch is used as a defense, and it worked only once in 1903. The great case of 1903, Robert, the people of the state of Colorado versus Sasquatch. I don't know if you heard of that one. Look it up in the history books, kids.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Pretty good.
Great World News Daily report coming through again. And if you, again, they really just kind of, they talk about things nobody else wants to talk about, like the Smithsonian employee arrested for renting out dinosaur fossils for sex. The woman rolls her over her husband 39 times with her SUV after surprising him in bed with her grandmother.
Oh, man. Too funny.
Well, that was great. This was a great episode, Robert. I think we really finally hit our stride.
Yeah.
140. I said from episode one, go back and listen to episode one. I said episode 143. That's when we're going to hit our stride.
Yeah, well, it's true. It happened tonight. And those of you that are out there listening, you were there to witness it. As always, be sure to find us on all the social things at Two Bob's Podcast. can find our website, thetwobobs.com, which has the links to all of those social things, including finding us on Untappd, where we track all of our beers.
Put all the beers there.
All the beers there, which is kind of cool. I mean, you know, with the COVID, I'm thinking finally going to get around to being the premium membership of Untappd. Probably.
How long have you been saying this, Robert? I mean, let's be, I feel like multiple years.
Probably.
How much is it?
I don't know. $50 maybe.
It's not worth $50. Fuck that. If it's like a couple bucks a year, I'll do it, whatever.
No, it's more than that, Rob. You got to support our account.
How much of an alcoholic are you where you need to fucking pay that much money?
Yeah, $49.99 for a year or $5 a month.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Well, I get personalized stats.
I'm not
doing it. And I can export my data.
They good. Yeah, it can, once, you know... It could tell me what a fucking raging alcoholic I am. This is great. It's like every year, it's probably, hey, listen, buddy, we should talk.
Yeah.
We should talk about your alcohol consumption.
Send 1,345 check-ins. And I've missed a couple in there. 543 different beers. Oh, that's pretty good. I like that.
Well, let's see. Where am I?
Although it shows this chart about the beers that I've had, and most of them have been good. So that's, I like that.
Let's see here. Well, let's see here. Check-ins, 271. Beers, 234. Because I started quite a bit later than you. Now, let's see here. My average rating is 3.95.
Yeah, see, there's my bump.
3.84. Yeah. See, I feel like I get this for free. What do I really want to pay? Okay, you can't see shit on that. Never mind. What?
Your phone's broken.
It looks fine. I'm right here. I don't know.
You should have got the white one.
It doesn't matter. That's racist. So, hey, we'll see you again in a week or so. Maybe two.
Yeah, we'll try.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't work next week, but I feel like next Thursday I might be tied up.
Yeah. Maybe Friday.
We're not doing anything next Thursday because we're on a 3-week lockdown again. But I mean, you know,
we got all day Friday. You can have a beer during the middle of the day. Although I'm out of fresh ones, I'll have to go up to them. Well, if I go to the store tomorrow,
a ton of beer. I have so much beer.
I do too, but I've had most of it already, so I can't drink it again. But anyhow, we'll see you whenever.
It's not stopped you in the past. Let's be honest. No,
that's true.
All right, great news. See you soon. Oh, shit. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.